up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I am joined, as always, by Allie and Larry.
Oh, man, that came through so crisp. I love that.
Good.
Yeah.
I think if I wait until, like, I'm not speaking, because I think it might, like, somehow prioritize voice over soundboard, maybe, or something. I don't fucking know. I'm making shit up at this point. Is that right? Survey says? Did that come through?
Yeah, you convinced me. I don't want to curse it by saying what I was thinking of saying, so I'll just not say it. There we go. But what was I going to say? Never mind. Let's just move on. You can just call me the degenerate from now on.
Well, I thought that was what we already called
it. It's a new thing?
Oh, so there was talk behind
Allie
my back.
We're literally falling over ourselves to make the same joke.
See, the truth comes out whenever you least expect it. Okay. All right.
Let's see. No, so who wants to start with their week?
Okay, so this is gonna sound weird. Okay, I've been very nostalgic this week. Allie, I've been just back to back listening to Silverstein's like just old music.
Yeah,
like from 2003.
Yeah,
forward.
Shel Silverstein. And
damn it.
Okay. And it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Where the sidewalk is.
Larry can't read.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. This is a known fact.
Anyway.
So, obviously, I don't half-ass, like, non-important stuff, right? I half-ass important stuff, but not non-important stuff. I go all, you know.
I don't do anything in moderation. I got you.
So I started, you know, nostalgically, or chasing that nostalgia by listening to old music, and I just feel like, once again, you know, early 2000s pop punk, emo-ish, whatever you want to call it, that just brings back an awesome feeling.
Yep.
But then I started diving into internet lore of yesteryear, right?
Yep.
And I started watching YouTube videos about, like, the Reddit iceberg and, like, the 4chan iceberg, and it just reminded me of the internet's, like, collectively, how the internet will just, like, grab onto something and go to extremes to it, and sometimes it's funny, but other times it's criminal. Like, there was this time where this 4chan guy posted on B about a traffic camera in Norway or something like that that was pointed at a cone. Mm-hmm. And so they all collectively got the idea to somehow third party get someone to knock it over.
Yeah.
So, like, they started running a campaign to order pizzas in hopes that the pizza delivery guy would, like, inadvertently knock it over. And, like, they called ambulance services at some point in time to, like, get somebody to come check that area so that they would knock it over. And what ended up happening is that eventually some dude in another country called a relative that lives there. Mm-hmm. And said, "Hey, I'm in town. Come meet me here." So they just watched and waited, and that guy's frustration, like, once he realized that he wasn't showing up, he ended up backing up into the cone, and everybody celebrated that they finally got knocked out. And I was like, That's awesome. That is the craziest and most, like, joyous thing that could happen. But they did call emergency services, so that was kind of illegal. So
yeah. Well, that's definitely.
But anyway,
that's back when the internet was fun and everybody wasn't a dick measuring contest on, like, fucking social media. So
so that's been my spare time this week, is just, like, going back into, like, old stuff that has happened in the past on the internet and music.
So. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we were listening to Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girls or whatever. And I was like, this makes me think of undergraduate so fucking hardcore. Like, oh my God. But yeah, man, so I totally understand the trip down memory lane, man. It's a beautiful thing occasionally, but you can't spend too much time there.
It's nice to visit every now and then, you know, but you can't, like you said, you can't just stay there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Please,
I stay listening to old music. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but it's just like almost, man, I had a buddy in undergrad that I swear, even once we graduated, or at least it was the latter years of college, he still, for some reason, like, just romanticized high school to the point of, like, he was like, man, those were the years. Those were the years. And I'm like, dude, we're, like, only out of high school, like, 4 years at this point. Like, what in the fuck are you talking about? Like,
I feel like it gets even weirder when somebody is, like, I know people in their 30s that do that, and I'm like, no one cares that you were popular with the teachers in high school.
Feels
like grooming, honestly, but okay.
It's because that's when they peak, dude. Like, they have nothing interesting after that, sadly.
No.
Peaked early.
See, that's the best thing. I flatlined early, so there are no peaks.
It's like, it reminds me of that scene in Napoleon Dynamite where his Uncle Rico, is that his name?
Yeah.
Where he's like, coach would have put me back in the game, we could have won state.
Dude, have you guys seen that shit? I don't know why this just absolutely cracks me up, and I might have already talked about this on the podcast, but somebody has made it their like fucking prerogative to use the AI generation shit and put Arnold Schwarzenegger in like all of these different like videos and scenes and shit. It is so funny because like they put him in that fucking scene of Napoleon Dynamite. They put him in, do you remember Miss South Carolina when she's like talking about maps and shit?
Yeah.
They put him in that. They put him in like just all this shit that is so fucking stupid. See,
but this is what I'm talking about when like the internet grabs a hold of something and just like
It reminds me of like the old like You're the Man Now Dog websites and stuff. Like, oh my God.
Like fucking E-Bombs World and shit like that, you know? Oh my God.
I still quote a lot of that shit. Like, you remember the one where they're like, fire the missiles? And he's like, but I'm tired. He's like, we'll take a nap. Then fire the missiles. Yeah. Like, all the time. I still, like,
here's the earth around. Damn, that is a sweet turf.
My friend's band covered Swifty Five. And we all were
that's
like
fucking
pissing
awesome.
Ourselves.
Yeah, dude. No, that stuff is incredible. And the fucking G.I. Joe dubbed videos.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading.
I just saw somebody literally last week selling a sticker pack of, like, quotes from that.
Oh, my God,
like,
dude.
Hot dog sandwiches. Like, I could just hear them all just reading. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Dude. Oh, my God. That was great.
Is that a quote? Is it hot dog sandwiches?
Pork chop.
Thank you.
Pork chop sandwiches, get the fuck out of here. The kid's, like, accidentally burning his house down or some shit, you know, and they're just like fucking terrible PSAs.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, one of my favorites was the fucking one when the guy comes over and he's like talking to the kid that's like playing baseball or something, and he's like, hey, Billy, I want you, whatever. He's like, oh man, I don't want to do it again.
No.
And he's like, okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, and they're just making that noise back and forth. And then the kid loses, and he's like, mister, you won. The guy's still doing it, and then it hits the G.I. Joe's thing.
Oh, my God.
Fucking love that shit, man.
Oh, my God.
Seen those way too many damn times. So, Allie, how's your week been?
Stellar. We went to Lexington last weekend for Hot Mulligan opening for Fall Out Boy and Jimmy Eat World, and it was, jeez. I did not realize how good of tickets Jordan had bought us.
Oh,
we
really?
Were floor row 9.
Oh my God.
I was like, is this legal to
that's
be this
awesome.
I could read their shirts. Like,
did you steal these?
Did you steal these?
Are we gonna be arrested just for being this close? Like,
that is so awesome.
Dude, it was so good. Fall Out Boy has these like all these like pyrotechnics and stuff.
Yeah.
And we could feel the heat off them from our seats.
Oh, like, that's so cool.
Oh my god.
Man. I'm sure that like if you could go back in time and like show like, you know, early 20s you, it's like, oh my god.
So I was thinking like I had seen them at Rocket Town in like 2005. I was like, I've never been this close to Fall Out Boy. I was like, well, yeah, I was, but the venue was like 400 people or whatever, you know, like.
No, just like general admission kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or
just staying room only, like, $12 for the ticket, I think. Like, yeah. No, seriously, I miss those days.
No, my God, no kidding.
And then Jimmy Eat World came on, and Jordan and her sister were both like, they're so good. And I was like, I've been fucking telling you. Like, I've been saying this.
Yeah.
Like, they're really one of those bands that's just so much better live than they are recorded. And they're great recorded, but like, holy fucking shit.
I'm super unfamiliar with like any of their well, with the exception of their whatever, the super popular
shit. But they've
got
a handful of like popular radio hits. Like, they've got like The Middle and like Sweetness and Bleed American. Like, they've got
I don't even know if I'd know anything past The Middle now that I think about it.
You know
it.
Bleed American. Would the I? Salt, Sweat, Sugar on the Asphalt, Glitter in the Topsoil. You know that song.
Probably.
Yeah, you know that
probably.
Song.
I mean, I've because the thing is I think that I've put on like fucking Spotify, like Blink-182 Radio or some shit like that.
And
you
it
know
comes
what I'm
on
saying?
There, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Here, let me see if you can hear this. You know this song.
I don't know if I do.
What? We're fighting.
No, I like honestly, it was just so this is the issue that I ran into like in I was basically told by my brother and cousin that certain stuff was like not cool because it was popular.
I was just talking to Jordan about that today and how glad I am that that we're so fucking far past that.
Oh no, absolutely. Like, no, dude, today I'm like, you pull up beside me in a fucking red light and I'm jamming out to like Toto Africa, you know?
And fucking like, crank it.
Guilt free, baby. George Michael Faith, man, on like fucking, you know, max volume.
Limp Bizkit's cover, fucking, that's way better. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I will actually agree. It's good.
It's so fun.
I'd have to go back and listen to it to know whether or not it was better. Oh, it's better. Yeah.
I just love a cover done in a different style.
Yeah.
Like a really heavy cover of a pop song or a really poppy cover of a heavy song or,
Do you remember that that stint of time that like every movie trailer had it was a song that was done super slow and like really like emotionally kind of thing.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Like I think it was honestly probably right around like The Social Network or whatever.
Yeah.
When they did that whatever the boys choir did Creep.
Yep.
You know, I can't remember who actually
That's what it was though. I was trying to think of what song it was,
But which it was an awesome fucking cover of it, but then it just got, you know, it was kind of like the, what was the bwomp thing in trailers? What's
it
called? The Vooj. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vooj.
Yeah. It just got to be like every,
so overused. But yeah. Well, I don't have super exciting shit that I did. I was trying to think of actually what the hell we even did. Oh, we finished the that series on Netflix, The Octopus Murders.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, but it was also kind of one of these things that I kind of felt like it petered out a little bit, like toward the end, you know, that it was like, well, you know, I mean, this stuff could happen, it could have not happened, and but I know that you watched 3 hours up to this point, and we were all in until the last episode, that it's like, we're going to sprinkle some, you know, whatever. So I was like, eh, whatever, I don't know. It was pretty good. I would still recommend people watch it.
I started it.
Yeah.
And I think I hyped myself up way too much about it.
Yeah.
Because I forgot what it was called. And so I texted Allie and I was like, hey, what was that show called?
Yeah.
And what was I saying? Oh, yeah. And then I started watching it and I was like, not what I expected. But I'm still going to give it a shot for the rest of it. What is Matt talking about? Quiet on set is crazy. What?
The
what
Nickelodeon is... thing?
Oh, the documentary. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought something was happening that I didn't know.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
I saw just some clips from that, and I was like, I ain't watching that.
Really?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it about?
Dan Schneider being a piece of shit and grooming all the kids on Nickelodeon shows.
I mean, that I feel like literally people that seek out working with kids too much.
Yep.
Like that's a fucking red flag. Like kids are fun to an extent, but it's like, dude, if you aren't like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, end of the day, it's like, you know what the best part about like taking Finn on a play date with other kids is that the other kids go home with the respective parents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah. But, so Matt's saying it's on HBO.
Yeah. I forget, because I feel like we've all got logins to, like, to everything. From everybody else's logins. We've all, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I was trying to think of, I think I'd already talked about, did I talk about the movie Nobody last week?
Huh.
Okay, so it was done, or it was written by the same dude that did John Wick.
Okay.
And kind of very, very similar plot to a degree, but a whole world was not created, whereas John Wick, I can't remember if John Wick was like a graphic novel shit or if it was just created out of thin air.
I don't know.
I can't remember that. But anyway, it's a really good movie. It's one of my favorite things about it. Is there's no fucking like supreme hardcore story building, so it's not like a 2.5 hour movie. It's 90 fucking minutes of ass kicking and just like fun plot.
Yeah.
And then it's over. And I feel like those movies are so refreshing these days because everything's just so fucking epic. Because like movie tickets are so expensive, so I think that like directors and writers and shit think that they have to make it this like epically long thing to make it worth it or something. I don't know.
That and I guess they're under the pressure of, you know, box office grosses, right? Like, so they have to make up for the budget. So, and people, I guess, are desensitized to like effects. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but I mean, man, I feel like a lot of movies that I've seen recently, though, that have been long movies easily could have had like a half hour to 45 minutes cut out of it, and it would not have changed the movie at all.
Why are you talking about Oppenheimer like that, dude? I mean,
oh my God. No, like legit, because like you saw that, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that yet?
No.
Okay. Are you going to watch it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Probably not. You know how I am.
Yeah. Just get on a kick. Well, maybe. Maybe not.
I also I know the Manhattan Project, and I'm meh.
Yeah. It was good, but the problem is like the second half of the movie, basically after they test the atomic bomb, it's just kind of a fucking slog.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I mean, like, you're, like, checking your watch, and you're like, holy shit, I've got an hour and 15 minutes left? How is that even fucking possible?
That's me like, watching every movie. Like, I just...
No, I have gotten to a point to where it's like, I don't know why, but I got into a slump just with fucking entertainment in general.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to read. I didn't really care about, like, playing any video games. I didn't want to, like, watch a movie or start a TV show or some shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, And now I've kind of come back around to movies and shows and stuff. And I picked I'll Be Gone in the Dark back up.
Yeah.
And knocked out some of that today. So, so I will be fucking ready with bells on the 24th.
You knocked it out? Okay.
Oh, no.
You knocked some of it. Okay.
I probably have like, I don't know, half to two thirds left.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it seems like I'm picking up pace for myself kind of thing. So, but anyway. So I had a pretty good week. That was probably it. I don't think that we really did anything like that crazy. Finn had five fucking, I was telling Allie, Finn had five Easter egg hunts that we took him to. And the kid had so much effing candy. Like, it was insane.
It's like Halloween.
It literally, Halloween round two, man. Or I guess this comes before Halloween. So, Halloween in April. So, but anywho, that's all I got for like intro banter shit. How do we want to start this? Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Of course.
Who's the asshole?
How, you know, how long are we going to keep doing this?
Dude, honestly, I just need to put a big thing at the top of the spreadsheet that it just says, am I the asshole? Like,
so this one is interesting. It could go either way. Right. Okay. At least I think it is anyway. Am I the asshole for mixing food and offending partner's family?
Probably.
Oh. Okay.
Mixing food. I mean,
I'm gonna bet that it's either like a religious thing, like they don't cook certain things in certain dishes, or that it's a like, well, I don't think chicken broth isn't vegetarian. It's not like it's chicken sort of thing.
Did I tell you about the silly conversation that I saw on Reddit about avocados not being vegan?
No, but I feel like I heard that somewhere. Like I heard of this somewhere.
There is the most asinine argument that I stumbled upon. And it was like,
why?
These two people were arguing because, which this is true apparently, that the only way for an avocado to grow is for that bloom or whatever, that flower, to be pollinated by a bee.
Yeah.
And, oh, fuck
and
off.
People saw that as, or internet people saw that the involvement of a bee as basically being non-vegan.
How do they think other plants are doing it?
No. This is not a hill that I'm a fucking die. I'll eat the bee. I'll eat the avocado. I'll eat any of that shit.
I'll eat a handful of bees. I don't care.
No, but it was just one of these things that I'm like, I feel like this is proof that the United States, everybody's just too damn, like, comfortable. Like, we need some discomfort. Because they're using their free time to argue whether or not fucking avocados are vegan or not.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, man. 2024 is great.
God.
4 months in.
Yeah.
4 months in, this is what an argument on Reddit is.
Seriously. This happened. It was so ridiculous. But anyway, I'm sorry.
I, 23 female Chinese Australian, have been dating Andrew, 26 male, half Vietnamese, half Australian, for 4 years, and regularly stay at his place on the weekends. He lives at home with his parents and older sister Haley, 30 female.
Okay, not this too might long be ago. A stupid question, but the first person, they said Chinese Australian, and then the second one is half Vietnamese, half Australian. Isn't the first one half Chinese, half Australian?
No, I think Chinese Australian is like you moved from one place to the other place.
Got you. Okay. Sorry, I don't know. I was just wondering clarification on that. I'm like, well, okay, makes sense.
That is important, as Allie kind of alluded to. She was close. It's not a religious thing. It's a cultural thing. Mm. So where was I? Okay, older sister Haley, 30 female. Not too long ago, Haley suggested that since I stay over so often, I should start paying them for groceries and bills. Though I'm still a student. So they aren't strict on the amount. I transfer them $50 to $100 here and there to cover my share. His family treats me very well, and I respect them. I have been really happy in my relationship, so what happened today was quite shocking to me. Andrew's mother, Louise, 60 female, is Vietnamese and cooks amazing food regularly. I love her cooking. Today she had cooked a delicious pork rib in taro soup, and I ate some for lunch. At dinner, Andrew was going to make some instant noodles, so I asked him to make me a pack of Shin Ramen. I'm using the inflection because I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Which is the Korean spicy noodle. When I was done, I decided I wanted some of the pork ribs in my noodle. and mix some of the soup in my bowl. Okay, Luis hastily stopped me, saying that no, I should not mix the soup with my ramen. I was confused. Andrew came over and said the pork rib soup should be eaten alone and not mixed with the spicy noodles since the flavors are different. I argued that Koreans also eat spicy rib soup, so it shouldn't be too weird since I've had the rib soup by itself for lunch and wanted to try a different flavor. However, Luis insisted that the way I mix food is wrong, and Andrew said I should just eat my spicy noodles and maybe come back for a bowl of soup later. The argument got quite heated as I didn't understand why mixing food is such a crime. This happened. This had happened a few times before when I added different condiments or mixed stir fry with noodles. Luis pointed out that my eating habits are strange, but she never said more than that. Then I got overwhelmed and ran to Andrew's room and started crying. Haley barged in and began yelling at me. She's normally kind to me, but she does have a bit of a temper. Quote, "Why are you throwing a temper tantrum in someone else's house? We are feeding you food and you are so ungrateful." Unquote. Mm. I was really upset because I think I did nothing wrong. So in the heat of the moment, I stood up and screamed back. "I paid for the food. Why should you care how I eat it? I'm not forcing you to eat what I eat. If I go to a restaurant and pay for a plate of food, you think they'd kick me out for eating the food wrong? How ridiculous." In the end, I was so angry, I packed my bags and stormed out of the house. After Haley got so mad, she said I'm no longer welcomed at their house. And now I'm on the way home and crying, wondering what I did wrong. It really doesn't make sense. I try to put myself in their shoes and say if Andrew wanted to eat Chinese dumplings with tomato sauce, my Chinese family and I would not care at all. We'd just laugh it off due to personal taste. So am I the asshole for mixing foods and having different food preferences and upsetting my partner's family?
I don't know. I personally think it's like a, it's kind of one of those things, like a respect thing for the mom, for Andrew's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If she's like, yeah, don't do that, like, then I probably wouldn't. And I'd probably drop it at that. I mean, I don't know why it would be that big of a deal to.
Yeah,
and she offered.
I don't know why it escalated like this.
Yeah, I mean, it seems kind of weird to be perfectly candid, but
she offered that explanation, saying that she thought she might be the asshole because she mixed food, which was seen as disrespectful.
Well,
she got upset and yelled.
When we went to Korea, Megan told me, and I think this is accurate, that. It's like super disrespectful to not finish your rice when you're eating because of like the famine that mm-hmm. everybody had gone through, that it's just like, it's an unsaid thing that it's like, you know, they would have like whatever, a pound of rice for like a huge family for a month or some shit. So it's like throwing out any rice is just an absolute no-no kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, I think that it's kind of weird that her reasoning, like, that makes more sense to me than her being like, oh, well, the tastes are, or the flavors are different. Okay. Like, I get it. You know, I mean, like, now I totally also understand, like, it's super, or in my opinion, it's disrespectful to like put anything on food that you haven't tasted. You know what I'm saying? That has been cooked for you kind of thing. Because it's like, honestly, I get onto my dad all the time because I cook for my parents like all the fucking time. And my dad immediately reaches for like salt. And I'm like, dude, fucking taste it first.
Yeah, like, my mom always does that. And I'm like, it doesn't, I cook with salt.
Yeah.
It doesn't need salt now.
Yeah, I'm like, literally taste it. And if you still think that it needs salt after that, fucking fine. That's, you know, I don't care. But don't just immediately dump salt on it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that may be kind of like a similar thing that it's like,
I don't know, she made because these things.
I mean, she just made like, she had already had the soup that the mom made, mm-hmm. she just had a pack of ramen and was adding
and
it
she
to
was
that.
Adding it. Yeah, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was just adding the pork ribs to the ramen, you know, to add a protein to a soup. I don't know. I don't have the vast palate to be able to think like, I think this needs a little bit more salt.
This needs a little bit of taro soup.
No, I didn't care. It's just like some, I like how some people will go to a restaurant and order a steak and then be shunned because they will ask for A1 sauce. Okay.
I mean, dude, you do you, you know. But if, you know, if you ask for A1, next time just get buy a fucking cube steak, you fucking knuckle dragger. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I honestly think it's one of those, you know, fuck, dude, if you would eat ketchup on a damn steak, who gives a shit? It's your steak.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever, yeah.
But I mean, like, different cultures, man. So that's what I would drum it up to. Do I think she's an asshole? No, I think it's ridiculous on all parts that this thing about food got escalated to this point.
Like, and that's the first comment that I guess the most popular comment is everyone sucks here because, but not for mixing the food, just for how this escalated.
Yeah.
And then he goes on, or this Redditor goes on by saying, my granddad was famous for dipping his chips in ice cream, which some people thought made him weird. Now I don't know if this is like the British chips,
yeah,
although they are Australian.
Let's just fries, so it's yeah. Like, everybody does that,
honestly. Yeah. I feel like, oh my god, now I want to try this plain Ruffles in chocolate ice cream.
Oh yeah,
sound really fucking good.
That would be good,
right?
Yeah.
Oh my god. All right, well, podcast is canceled. We're going to the store.
Do you see Wendy's has a dreamsicle flavored frosty right now?
Oh no, really?
I'm gonna have to see about that.
That sounds awesome.
I know.
Damn. Yeah. So I mean, dude, we're all about mixing flavors. So this shit's lost on us. but no, I would not consider her to be the asshole to answer the question, I guess. I feel like they're all kind of, I don't know, maybe there's some kind of underlying tension that somehow just came to the surface over this fucking soup ordeal. So
yeah.
Well, I think also it's just kind of a like, clearly the mom was like feeling disrespected about it. So just like quit.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, like, there's no way that it, why would it be that big of a deal to this person to mix the two?
Yeah.
It's like, just eat your fucking instant noodles. They're instant noodles.
Yeah.
Nothing you put in them are going to make them that much fucking better. So anyway.
So we're talking about a 23-year-old and a 26-year-old. So you have the cultural differences here too, right? Like, so the Mexican culture is almost the same as what I'm about to describe here. Every male in the Mexican culture is a mama's boy when it comes down to it. I'm going to take that back. I'm not going to say every, because then whatever.
Vast majority. But how about that?
The vast majority. Right. So it's like, why didn't you stick up for me? It's my mom.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You're a grown ass 26-year-old male. It's my mom, man.
Yeah.
It may be different for different cultures though. So, you know,
So, is there anything similar that you can think of in Mexican culture that it's like, oh wow, no, you just don't do that with food kind of thing?
Not that I can think of off the top of my mind. You got to remember, I'm not like really Mexican.
Yeah.
You know, I'm whitewashed.
You fucking poser. I'm just kidding. no, I mean, I'm trying to think of like any situation that I've been in that you know, that it was like, oh no, we don't do that. What are you doing? And I'm like, wait, what? I'm in Olive Garden. I can't eat this like unending possible with my hands. I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be fucking ridiculous? Oh no, no, it's just like,
what do you mean I can't pick off the sesame seeds off my bun?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I caught a kid like that.
Oh, holy shit. All right, where are we headed from here? Let me shit on Facebook real quick. How about that?
Is this deja vu or has this happened before?
No, this is just more shit that is being revealed by these documents.
Similar to last week's, because when I glanced at it, I was like, wait, we cut. Nope, this is a different critter.
Yeah. So the social media giant Meta allegedly allowed Netflix to access Facebook users' direct messages for nearly a decade, breaking anti-competitive activities and privacy rules. Explosive court documents claim.
Alex Jones just entered the chat.
Yeah.
Are you advertising a monster truck show this Sunday? Or a Dodge Ram sale at your local Dodge Ram dealer?
I'm talking Grave Digger. He's going to be there and he's going to be crunching cars.
While you're there, take notice that Facebook is looking at your DMs. Yeah.
Don't forget to visit the concession stand and get some popcorn. The court documents, which were unsealed last week, are part of a major antitrust lawsuit filed by U.S. citizens Maximilian Klein and Sarah Graebert, who claim Netflix and Facebook, quote, enjoyed a special relationship, end quote, so that Netflix could better tailor its ads with Facebook. So basically what they're saying is that Netflix gave, or I'm sorry, Facebook gave Netflix access to a specific API that allowed them to access private users or users' private messages kind of thing. Now, Facebook is saying, oh, no, we actually didn't do that. We allowed them to send messages to users kind of thing. So, which I don't know. I don't really understand
if Netflix pops into my DMs on Facebook, I am trolling so hard. Yeah, if Netflix slide into my DMs, let's see what's up. Also, I'm kind of like desensitized to any of this invasion of privacy thing. Well, like you sign away your privacy rights whenever you agree to the terms of service anyway. But like when something like this is released, I'm like, what's new?
Honestly,
but aren't you kind of like I would trust that they're not selling my DM info to other brands?
Hope not. It enrages me, but also at the same time I'm like, fuck, you know, like how much of this can be shocking new news, you know what I'm saying? Like I would hope that they would operate ethically, but they're not.
No
And that's not right. It pisses me off, but it doesn't surprise me, you know?
Well, I think the worst part is everybody's getting just so sick of this shit being brought up, and then they're like, oh yeah, it definitely happened. Facebook, we're gonna fine you $1 million and then slap your wrist and you be a good boy moving forward, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I promise I will. And it's like, I mean, and then they're fucking in court again next week because they've unsealed more documents that it's like, oh, Facebook was banging your mom, you know, the entire
what
time.
What are you gonna do about it? Like, what?
Yeah, seriously. Zuck's going BD, man. Like, but, God, I like, it's honestly, BD. Balls deep.
Balls deep.
Oh, no.
I'm
so happy we just had to clarify what that was.
It's just like fucking. It's just so annoying and like, God, his face is so punchable. Plus,
he's not real.
Honestly,
they made him out of leftover bird parts.
He
dude.
Looks
like,
AI. He really he does. Really, he really, really does.
Leftover bird parts. His bones are absolutely hollow. just in case he needs to take flight at any moment, man.
He would just vanish into the light because of how pale he is. Yeah. Like, he would just like translucent, or whatever the word is.
Yeah, dude. The only thing better than watching Zuck try to like surf and stuff like do anything physical is watching him drink water. Like that
he
is
can't
like,
do it. He
can't. Yeah, he just can't. So the API agreement allowed, quote, Netflix programmatic access to Facebook's private messages inbox. In exchange, Netflix would provide to Facebook a written report every 2 weeks that shows daily counts of recommendations, sends, and recipient clicks by interface, initiation surface, and or implementation variation, e.g., Facebook versus non-Facebook recommendation receipts.
It also says here in this report that Mark Zuckerberg would get one free month of 4K Netflix.
Yeah. Seriously. Only one, and only one screen, Mark. Okay. Only one screen at a time, 1 month. Don't fucking push it, man. Like I said, they said Meta didn't share people's private messages with Netflix, a spokesperson told Fox Business. As the document says, the agreement allowed people to message their friends on Facebook about what they were watching on Netflix directly from the Netflix app. Such agreements are commonplace in the industry. We are confident that the facts will show this complaint is meritless.
Wait. Okay, let's back up. So you're telling me there is an API that allows you to message your friends directly from a different platform using a third party, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you think that they're not keeping records of what you're saying?
Oh, right. Dude, honestly, at this point, I feel like if you're on the internet, someone or some entity is tracking you, period.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you are existing, if you are using today's technology, you're being tracked,
dude,
period.
If these companies want my nudes, just ask for them, bro. Like, you don't have to snoop around.
But
like,
they don't want the nudes, man. They just want foot pics.
They don't want the nudes. They just want to, you know what? It's not that they're interested in. They're interested in if you're like sending username and passwords for your Netflix account. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. Let's see here. In 2018, the New York Times published a report citing hundreds of pages of Facebook documents alleging Facebook had authorized Spotify and Netflix to access users. DMs. The publication reported that the connections helped Facebook gain explosive growth and bolstered its ad revenue streams. Meta has already been fined for sharing users' information without permission, which I remember this one. In 2022, Ireland fined Meta $284 million after data about more than half a billion users was leaked online. I remember that one. And I feel like 284 million is approaching a number that Facebook might feel.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like you hit them for like a half billion, and that might, you know, like Zuckerberg might like in the middle of the night just like turn over like in his sleep a little bit.
He may twitch. he may, you know?
Yeah. But
at the same time, you have to understand that these companies, like companies that are this large and sell this amount of information, they have to have a nest egg for these lawsuits. Like, there's way they don't have an account building interest just for this purpose.
Oh, dude, absolutely. And honestly, with the absolute just minuscule fines that they receive, I mean, this is just the cost of doing business in their eyes, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. But so, I don't know. Hopefully more shit will come out. I do find it really interesting. You know that this shit is happening on other platforms. Why do you guys think that, like, Facebook is basically becoming, like, almost the fall boy for, like...
Because older generations are the ones that are mainly using Facebook. So, really? Those are the people that, like... Go to any Gen Alpha or early Gen Z or like late Gen Zers and ask them if they're on Facebook, and half of the time it's going to be where Gen Zers is going to be like, no.
Is your son Gen Z?
No, Alpha.
He's Alpha. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the cut? I don't know where what the cutoff is.
We just played this game a couple weeks ago.
sorry.
I know Larry's son's Alpha. I know the cutoff's right before him somewhere.
Gotcha. But we are squarely millennials, all of us.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. You know whose dad is not getting breached though?
Who's?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
No, dude. But I'll tell you who's really like in the crosshairs. Jason Statham.
Oh, hell. So.
Or, and you know, honestly, I actually heard that Scarlett Johansson. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Scarlett Johansson. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, my God. Anywho, so that's all I got for the throwing shit on Facebook corner with Tether. So. Hopefully more stuff comes out in these files, and you know, I don't know. Hopefully they hit them where they are, where it will hurt. But yeah. I'm not gonna hold my breath. So,
nah, what?
Anywho, all right. So where are we gonna head from here, guys?
I want to cover this. All right. Have you heard of the? Like classic heavy sci-fi book, The Three Body Problem,
and it's Megan and I are watching it on Netflix.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, so far it's weird, but
do you know about the murders?
No.
Cool. Good. Perfect. This is real life. This isn't in the book. This is no spoiler. This is about some of the execs.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna read this very long tweet and. Then, like, there's also a link to, like, an actual news story, too. But this guy had ChatGPT summarize a Chinese article on it to, like, explain. So.
Okay.
The tragic incident surrounding the Netflix adaptation of the Three Body Problem series is not widely known among its fans. Lin Key, a visionary and brilliant young billionaire, acquired the rights to the Three Body Problem with the ambition of creating various products from it. Mm-hmm. He enlisted the expertise of Zhu Yao, a distinguished lawyer, appointing him CEO to spearhead the business operations, including securing a deal with Netflix, a feat for which Lin compensated Zhu with a salary of nearly $3
million. Jeez.
However, Zhu's performance did not meet expectations beyond the Netflix agreement, leading Lin to reduce his salary to $750,000 and bring in additional executives to enhance business operations.
Come.
Zhu, retaining his CEO title, was reportedly infuriated by this demotion and further aggravated by not being credited as a producer on the Netflix project. Mm. Driven by revenge and inspired by the TV show Breaking Bad.
Solid.
Zhu meticulously planned Lin's murder. He purchased 160 phones and established a company in Japan to acquire the necessary chemicals for his scheme, testing them on animals. Zhu then poisoned Lin and his colleagues, disguising the lethal substances as an advanced probiotic. Lin unsuspectedly consumed it and soon after was hospitalized, where it was immediately apparent he had been poisoned, though the specific toxins were unknown. The police quickly suspected Zhu, who, had he disclosed the nature of the poisons, later found to include exotic substances such as pufferfish poison and mercury, and at least three other poisons.
Jeez.
If he had told them what was in it, he could have saved Lin's life at that point. However, he chose not to, ensuring Lin's demise. Just a few days ago, as the show was premiering globally, Zhu was finally sentenced to death for the murder of Lin and the attempted murder of two other colleagues who survived but have lifelong injuries.
Oh my gosh.
So the guy that got murdered was 39.
Jeez, man.
Like, what the fuck?
That and this is
real too. Yeah. There's just like most of the coverage is like mostly Chinese, and there's a longer CBS news story that I'm like, this tweet covers it better, I feel like.
Wow, man. That's wild.
Yeah. What a time. Oh
my God. That is just insane.
What are you guys thinking about the show?
Good so far. Yeah. It's strange. I think we're two episodes in or something. So yeah. Like kind of early, but,
I tried the book. It's not for me.
Really?
It's not for me.
Yeah.
It's very involved sci-fi.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely very sci-fi. Yeah. So, but it might be
something I would like to read like a Cliff's Notes version of.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a book. Okay, explain to me the relation between the book, this story, and the show.
Well, this story actually happened.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the book is an adaptation of, like, just fictionalized, or that's what I'm saying. Like, is it a
nope?
Like, the book historically has, accurate?
No, the book has nothing to do with this. This just happened.
Oh, okay.
This was the execs in charge of making it a Netflix adaptation.
So,
okay,
the book's not about this.
Okay, got it.
So, all right, cool. here's a little synopsis about Three Body Problem. It tells the story of an engineer called upon by the Chinese authorities to look into a spate of suicides by scientists who discovers an extraterrestrial plot.
Maybe if I knew anything about the book, I would have answered my own question.
Yeah. Well, you can watch the show on Netflix. You've got Netflix. So, I don't know how closely to the book it is, but yeah, it's definitely heavy sci-fi, so
yeah.
But I think I'm just like on a sci-fi kick. I mean, hell, I just like Duned myself through like 6 hours, you know.
Duned yourself.
did you see those things that are being discovered at the I think it's a Florida beach or in some beach somewhere where it looks like the worms from Dune. Bridges keeps jumping the gate. I'm dealing with that at the same time.
I did see
there was a story about it, and I decided not to cover it.
Well, I saw a really fucking funny reel on Instagram about it's like when the like Dune hit in the club, or when the DJ starts like, or lets the drop, or whatever the fuck the terminology is. My God, I'm like stroking out.
I'm gonna let you struggle through this just to get.
When the
bass drops,
when the bass drops or whatever on the Dune something like remix or something like that, and the DJ's like, because there's a lot of this like, you know, like whatever vocals in it, and so
one more time, how does it go?
No, I'm not fucking doing that, asshole. but anyway, so the guy's like going back and forth from the DJ to the, like the one dude that's dancing, and then like the like chanting starts up, and the guy's like, this is kind of fucking weird, you know. And then it goes back to the DJ, and he's turned into a sandworm or whatever, and he's like dancing at the like whatever the fucking turntables and shit.
There's someone in the background yelling, "Play levels!"
Oh, dude, play levels. Yeah, but it's oh man, it was actually really funny, but.
You know what was really funny? That meme that Allie sent to the chat. About that building. I was at work and I laughed so hard about it. I'm like,
what? Cracked me up because I could just hear it being read out loud. So there's this meme, and it's a photo of a big building that's clearly like a hospital or something. And it says medical building on it. And then the address is huge on it. It's got 12345. And then below that, it says surgery center. And it's just all like super generic. And the caption said, "I pass this every day and it always seems like someone got caught in a lie. Where do you work?" "The medical building." "What's the address?" "12345. Okay, what do you do there?" "It's the surgery center." it feels like you're just making it up as you go.
Oh my God, dude.
For sure.
Larry, I just realized that, I didn't add one, but I totally, one of the ones that you have on here, we covered last week. And the,
oh yeah?
Yeah, the banana fight.
Which ones?
The banana fight.
Oh, I mean, dude, okay, so just so everyone knows, I could not find my regular sources, which are very limited, right? Yeah. Because very little effort over here.
Lad Bible was dry this week.
Yeah, dude, like it sucked. It's like everybody rips off of everybody else, right? So
yeah.
I just dug into Reddit and I was like, okay, what can I find? So, okay, no big deal. I'll just take that one off.
But I saw the thing about the Burger King, dude, and that's fucking wild.
God.
So.
I mean,
did you see it? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, hey, I'll go ahead and cover it. But I mean, this should tell you something. I have a story from PC Gamer, And it has to do with Waffle House. So there's that.
There's that, dude.
All right. So this comes to you from First Alert 4. It's an affiliate for something. I didn't take the time to check who the affiliate or who whatever. It's related to a news agency, okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you a better deal. Customer pulls gun on Burger King employee for giving him a discount.
This is so fucking this happened. Weird.
This did not happen in Florida. It happened in Ohio.
That's the second Florida.
Yeah. Florida 2.
Yeah. Florida Junior. That's a Florida. A Burger King customer in Ohio was caught on camera pointing a gun at a drive-thru employee who was trying to give him a discount. Police in Willowick are still searching for the disgruntled customer. The incident happened Sunday morning around 9 a.m. at Burger King on Vine Street. The suspect can be seen on surveillance video getting out of his car and pointing a gun at 38-year-old Howard Vernon, who was working in the drive-thru. Vernon said he was taking the customer's order, which was two sausage, egg and cheese croissants, a sausage biscuit, and hash browns, and the order came out to around $8. Quote, he was like, my order can't be right. It should be like 11. And I'm like trying to explain to him, we had a promotion going on. And like, it's cheaper, and he starts cussing and getting all loud. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why you want to pay more money, Vernon said.
I love that.
Vernon said after the argument, the customer
said, I can't pull over any further. Like, that has those kind of vibes.
Market is fucking zero, Smokey. Yeah. This is not over their rules.
Vernon said after the argument, the customer sped off, but a minute later he pulled back around to the drive-thru window as Vernon was helping another customer. That's when the suspect pulled out a gun.
That's Vernon even funnier said, because my man was like, you know what, fuck this noise, I'm out.
He got so pissed.
Gets out on the road and is like, actually, you know fucking what? I'm going to go back there and I'm going to get out my piece.
You get on that damn cash register. You charge me $3 more for these fucking croissants.
This story is wild, dude. Let's see here. So spin off, came back to the drive through. And he pulled out a gun. Okay, Vernon said the man threatened to kill him and called him a racial slur. Quote, to know that somebody would do something like that just because I'm trying to give you a better deal and just to flip out like that. Yes, dude. It is scary. Scary is one way to describe this situation.
This individual is obviously broken. So...
So Vernon has not been back to work at Burger King since the incident, but said he plans to return. Quote, at the end of the day,
once the promotion's over.
At the end of the day, it was about some bread and sausage sandwich at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's too early. Easter. And
oh man. And on Easter, yeah. Wow. Yeah,
and you're that mad that you put a gun in somebody's face, Vernon says. I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
God, dude, that is insane.
Suspect was driving a gray Honda sedan and was wearing a gray sweatshirt and a hat that said Tether Radio Podcast on it.
No, he's a listener.
Oh, no. God. Okay, in the video, he pulls his car up to the window. Yeah. Beside the car that's like at the window. Yeah. And he stands up and is holding the gun at the guy over the other car. Can you imagine being in the car being like, you can actually just keep the change. I don't even think I'm that hungry.
Dude, I would love to know what the fuck happened that this man is so angry.
Everyone fucking insane, dude. Like, everyone's insane.
This is just, yeah. I mean,
Could you imagine if this guy was in a Starbucks line and somebody started the I'll pay for the person behind me thing?
Oh my God.
This guy would lose his fucking mind.
Somebody's getting shot. Oh, period. You know?
I know how much my drink costs. It shouldn't be free.
Seriously. Don't you fucking tell me.
This is what's wrong with Biden's America.
Don't you tell me a chai latte with lavender foam is free.
I know better. So I worked retail in high school at this little, like, do you remember what Wet Seal was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. It was like
garbage.
Wasn't it off-brand body shop?
No, it was like competitor body shop.
It's like off-brand Route 21.
No, like, Route 21 was off-brand Wet Seal.
Oh, maybe Wet Seal was the nicer one. Yeah,
Wet Seal was nicer than Route 21.
Since obviously I would probably not buy things from right, there. Right. But anyway.
So I worked there and we had this like, it was like a discount card. I don't remember the details. It's been way too long, but it was something like it cost $5, but on your first purchase, you got like 20% off.
Yeah. Okay.
So
easily offsets.
And people will be like, I don't want a credit card. I'm like, it's not a credit card. It's just it's a discount card.
Discount card, yeah.
And they'd be like, I don't want to pay the $5. I'm like, okay, so, but the thing is, like, it's, your total is $400. If you pay me $5, you get $75 off of today, whatever the math is. $80 off of today.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you trying to reason with me? Because so I am completely unfucking reasonable. Are
you
trying to help?
Do you think I'm poor? Is that what this is about?
And I do hate when, like, I go to Old Navy and they're like, if you open a credit card, you'd save $11 today. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want a credit card.
Yeah.
But, like, this is just a fucking paper discount card that costs you $5.
It's like those coupon books that you buy from kids, you know?
Yeah. And people would be like, I don't want it. And I'm like, all right. I was trying to save you $75, but that's fine.
My bad.
Would you rather have $5 or $75?
I know what I want.
I know what I want. I want to pay $400 for these two pairs of jeans. God.
No, Wet Seal was cheap, dude. Oh, was it? $400 was like a haul.
Like God, bulk items.
I went to, you know that fucking boutique place, Serendipity? I don't even know if it's still fucking open.
But yeah.
I went one time with a girlfriend in undergrad. Oh my God. This girl bought a fucking pair of jeans for like $250.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, you get one pair for that? Like, that's like my budget for clothes for the year.
Yeah.
Like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, and I'm saying for the year, like, Shorts, pants, fucking everything.
Hat mug shirt.
Yeah, hat mug
shirt. There's a sticker in there for free, you know?
But I could not, I just could not wrap my mind around paying so much money for fucking blue jeans. I mean, I know that, like, sure they feel great and they fit great or something. I don't fucking know. But, like, what? That much money is just insane. But anyway. Honestly, the more I think about this, I think I would have been pissed for getting undercharged also. No, I'm kidding. no, but that's just fucking wild, man.
God.
Absolutely. All right. I've got just a quick mention just because in the South, we have these fun little bugs that come out. And they're called cicadas. But apparently, which I didn't realize this, but I mean, it makes sense. There are multiple different kinds of cicadas.
Oh, yeah.
And, the ones that we have, like, in the South, there's, like, one kind that come out every year, and then there's, like, apparently two other different kinds that, let's see, red-eyed cicadas, but there's two different kinds. And one of them comes out every 13 years. So they basically bury down into the ground and then they come out in 13 years or some shit. And then a different kind comes out in 17 years.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the first year that those two coincide and come out the same year. I know. We need to just this, right?
Can we just, like, get the apocalyptic events over with already? Like, I'm tired of waiting. Just throw them all at once, man.
I know, man. But check, I thought this was really cool. The last time these two broods came out together was in 1803 during, and Thomas Jefferson wrote about it in his garden book. But back then, he was president, and he called them locusts back then. But I thought this was kind of fascinating, though, that this is going to be the first year since 1803 that these two have coincided. And
don't they have STDs or something like that? Are you about to get into that? Yeah. Is that the same article that I was reading earlier? Something about an STD that turns them into zombies or something?
Are you talking about chemicals that are turning the frogs gay?
I feel like you're thinking of like that fungal thing that turns stuff into zombies. It's not an STD.
Yeah.
That's what this reliable article from the New York Post said. I'll pull it back up.
This reliable article from E-Bombs World. it was right after the dick jokes and right before the like whatever the Girls Gone Wild clips. So.
Sounds about right. Oh, okay, so it wasn't the New York Post. It was probably the HuffPost.
Oh my god.
One of these posts did it.
But yeah, I don't know. I just thought this was pretty cool. They did say that apparently the ones that come out, I can't remember which is which, but one of them is actually more a southern United States cicada, whereas the other kind is, I want to say, Midwest kind of thing. So there's not really a whole lot of overlap. It's just they were saying that god, there was like one state or a couple states that are kind of like in between that are just going to get fucking bombarded with cicadas this year. So I'm sure we'll have some articles come out once the weather starts warming up.
I just thought, I wonder if there's a cicada episode of Ologies, and there is.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, keep that up. Yeah, I bet that'd be good. That's all I got for that one, because it was just kind of I thought that was an interesting mention. So, and if you don't know what a cicada is, man, go touch some grass and try to find one of their little exoskeleton things that they leave on trees and shit. We always in Granger County, we always used to try to find as many as we could because they were fucking everywhere out there. So,
did I ever tell you about the? Oh god. I went to take the trash out at my old place, and there was a shell of a cicada laying on like right outside the garage. And I'm just barefoot, it's summer, I go to take the trash out. So I'm just like, oh, kick this guy out of the way. It was not a shell, it was a whole live boy. Oh. I kicked him and he was just like, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, dude. Sir. I promise I'm more scared than you.
No, they were saying that, not in this article, because I randomly enough, I was listening to a podcast that was talking about this also. And they were talking about how some cicadas can actually generate a sound up to 100 decibels
They're loud.
I remember one year when we first moved into this house we're in now, one got on our screen upstairs while we were watching a movie.
I remember you talking about this because it was traumatizing. Yeah,
and it'd start doing it, and I'm like, is it in the fucking room with us, Megan? Like, where is it? Like,
is the cicada in the room with us? Yes,
I was somewhere the other day eating, and they had like their Aubrey's. I was at an Aubrey's. I had like their garage doors open, and a cicada landed like right on like the edge of it and was just yelling. And like, it was so loud.
It's wild, dude. It's crazy. The sound that they can generate, man.
So I found the article. It's from AP News. And see, it's a little misleading because the title of the article says cicadas are nature's weirdos. They pee stronger than us, and an STD can turn them into zombies. But if you look at the article link, it says cicadas-fungus-zombies. So it's like, wait a second. What is this clickbait?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, because I've read a couple like books that are Like, they're fiction, but they're they're based on like they're based on like real science, but it's like about how like zombies can happen with like certain funguses. But there really is stuff like that from like ants, I know, can get it.
Yeah, I think that was on I think that was on Planet Earth.
Probably.
I think they had a little section of it. Yeah. Yeah, and it was super weird because it like basically takes over their like nervous system and then like makes them climb to a point to where the fungus can grow better.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like it's super fucking weird
what
though.
What is that called? I'm just Googling zombie fungus. There goes my shit.
Chad, is this real?
Cordyceps. Cordyceps is like that. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Cool, man. Well, that's all I got for that one. I just wanted to give a shout out to the old the cicadas that have been they've been sleepy boys for 13 to 17 years kind of thing. So.
Man, they're just trying to take a Larry nap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, seriously, dude.
Oh, let me cover this thing about the solar eclipse because that'll be on the day this episode comes out.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be Monday.
Perfect.
So,
damn it. It's a half day for school, too. I hate that.
Oh, I know.
Why?
Well, because honestly, of the eclipse.
Why do you hate it?
Well, it pissed me off because just how they sent the messaging out. They said, oh, this is a learning experience. Like, we're going to send the kids home away from a learning institution to go learn. And I'm like, just use different verbiage. How about that? Just say we want this to be a family event or something like that. Yeah. I don't really care just because I think it's going to be pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But like single parent, working, childcare, you know, navigating. Yeah,
by no means is it convenient.
Absolutely. It's not.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't take a half day to watch the eclipse?
I mean, theoretically, yes.
Hey, get some glasses, though. You need to start tracking your glasses down now.
Has the American work system programmed me to like see that as a form of not acceptable? Also, yes, but will I probably do it? Yeah.
Like you're not allowed to take PTO?
Right. Like, do you ever like are genuinely sick and just kind of feel kind of guilty for taking PTO for being sick? Because I do.
I just don't like taking it when I'm sick because I'm like, this could have been a fun day. Yeah. That's my big thing. Like, I'm like, this could have been a concert out of town, damn it.
Yeah.
So, inmates in a New York prison have filed a lawsuit after the state's Department of Corrections announced a lockdown that's going to prevent them from watching the total solar eclipse. So, these six men who are incarcerated at the Woodbourne Correctional Facility, about 2 hours north of New York City, argued in their lawsuit that barring them from seeing the rare astronomical event would violate their constitutional religious rights.
Hey, breaking news. You lost rights when you got imprisoned.
You don't lose all your rights in prison.
I was trying to make a witty joke, but it obviously failed.
I'm very interested to see where this goes.
I know.
Because I've never heard of not that I know fucking everything about every religion, but I've never heard of a religion that.
Oh, like, no. And these are just random religions, too. Like, it's not.
Like Scientology, you know?
No. It's like, one's an atheist. Real. One's an atheist. One's a Baptist. Like, shut the entire fuck up.
And then one is Rastafarian.
Well,
two. He's like, no, man.
Not even kidding. Two of them practice Santeria, and it's hard to read that and not sing it.
Wait, Santeria is a religion? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately.
You never heard the song?
Yeah, but I don't know the lyrics to it other than I'm going to, you know, take this gun and like something.
Well, he doesn't practice Santeria, so, you know. Doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that it's not a dance?
Cuz
it's like, dude, the Macarena.
I don't practice fucking salsa, but like shit, dude, I'm also not like, you know.
I eat it. I don't practice it.
I house some salsa.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
So the plaintiffs come from a variety of religious backgrounds, a Muslim, a Baptist, a Seventh-day Adventist, two who practice Santeria, and one atheist. But each has expressed a sincerely held... Are you okay?
No, I just saw Red Hot Chili Peppers enters the chat.
About what?
I'm not sure where this is going.
What's the Chili Peppers?
I confuse. Never. I'm laughing at my own ignorance over here.
Wait, are you talking about who sang Santeria?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Nathan also chimed in to say he does not practice Santeria. Okay. Each one has expressed a sincerely held religious belief that April's solar eclipse is a religious event that they must witness and reflect on to observe their faiths. I'm reading this earlier and screaming at it. I'm like, you're an atheist.
Let me clarify this for Nathan. I'm well aware it's sublime. It's the fact that in my head, I was like about to say something about Red Hot Chili Peppers entering the chat. And then I caught myself and I'm like, man, I'm so stupid. And I started laughing at myself.
You just broke yourself at yourself.
Yeah. And then it was like, are you okay over there? And I'm like, no, I'm about to say something stupid. Anyway, that all happened.
So the solar eclipse will be Monday afternoon. It was last seen in the U.S. in 2017. And we won't have another visible one in our country until 2044.
Dang, man.
It's wild.
So 57, 58. Wow. Okay, cool.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
We're not talking like that. That's wild.
That is wild.
It's against my religion.
A solar eclipse.
I don't practice Santeria. All right, I'm done with it. I'm done.
A solar eclipse is a rare natural phenomenon with great religious significance to many, says the lawsuit, noting the specific relevance of the event to the inmates' varying faiths. One of the inmates, Jeremy Zielinski, initially requested and was granted official permission to view the eclipse, which he said was of great significance to him as an atheist due to its celebration of science and reason, according to the lawsuit. But when the lockdown was announced, his permission was revoked. The complaint states that he firmly believes that observing the solar eclipse with people of different faiths is crucial to practicing his own faith. You don't have faith.
Absence. You don't it's have. It's the absence.
You can believe in science, but quit calling it your religion. No. Because it is a central aspect of atheism. No, it's not. To celebrate common humanity and bring people together to encourage people to find common ground. No, it's not. It's not. There's not like an organized atheism.
I'm not going to fucking
because that wouldn't make it a religion if it was organized.
Yeah, like atheism is the lack of...
That's kind of like the color black is just a lack of color, right? A lack of light. It's not really a color.
It's different. Color and light are different things, though.
Yeah, but
it is a color, but it's a lack of light when it comes to light.
Okay.
Look, man.
It's all the colors put together, but it's a lack of any light.
If you add all the colors together, you end up with like a brown.
No.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not even going to.
Hey, no, I've messed up so many fucking paint sets as like a six-year-old, mixing all the colors together and just getting like this fucking like literally milk chocolate color kind of thing. And it's like, damn it. Now like everything that I paint has to be milk chocolate.
Are you sure so. You're just not colorblind or no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't have enough knowledge about this subject to.
Yeah.
So the Seventh-day Adventist David High told New York news outlet Hellgate that I just mentioned a few weeks ago how meaningful it would be for him to see the eclipse. It'll be 20 years before another opportunity like this exists. I don't believe that just because I'm incarcerated that I should be denied this opportunity, especially when this eclipse is scheduled to happen during normal outside recreation time. Spokesperson for the DOC told ABC News that they don't comment on pending litigation, but said the lockdown was intended to ensure the safety of inmates and prison staff.
Wait, was it like specifically the lockdown was taking place during the eclipse? Like they're having a lockdown because of the eclipse, or it was just a scheduled lockdown?
Not because of, but they have one scheduled now.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
The eclipse has taken place, like, 12:30, like it's peak at 1:30 p.m. So if it conflicts with their regular schedule,
oh, then I thought it was a lot later, dude.
It doesn't conflict with their regular schedule. It's during their regular scheduled out time slot.
That's where I was going with that. So if it doesn't conflict with their regular schedule, then there's not a case there. Like they have a legitimate. It's like, hey, we're canceling this because that's our regular outside schedule, and this is happening. So, yeah, I get why they would.
They're having a lockdown.
I can see the prison guard already. Okay,
so they're not letting people outside.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
okay. And their reasoning is safety reasons, right?
Okay.
We're on the same page here.
I don't know what page you're on. I don't know what you're saying.
What if the?
I'm saying that it's a legitimate. That's a legitimate. Argument on the prison side saying, hey, we're taking precaution for safety reasons because it's happening during our regular scheduled outside hour.
Oh, so you don't have a bunch of inmates.
They didn't change. Yeah. They didn't change the schedule to
they did. They're having a lockdown.
You're telling me two different things here.
I'm not. I'm saying they normally have regular scheduled outside time during the time this would be. So people had plans to go see this. Now they're having a lockdown, so they're not going to be outside.
For safety reasons. We're agreeing on the same thing. I think we're just not communicating.
You're just not saying anything, so I don't know what you're trying to say.
Daniel, are you tracking with what I'm saying?
Am I being detained? Because I feel like I'm being detained.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying that the prison standpoint is valid, saying that for safety reasons, they are going to lock down. Yeah. Yeah, because it's during their regular outside hours, but because of this event, they're going to cancel that.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong.
They're saying it's not because of the event. They're just happening to have a lockdown then, not because of the eclipse.
So they're not saying it's because of the eclipse.
No.
Okay.
So I got you. But what if the warden comes on the intercom, hands arms folded, and he's like, well, we'll let you guys go out, but we're not giving you those fun glasses so you can see it and not hurt your eyes.
They already said that the Eclipse safety glasses will still be distributed for those at prisons in the Path of Totality in the event that they will be able to view the eclipse from their assigned work location or housing units.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, man. It sucks to
be
in prison.
Are they going to be out 20 years? How long are these guys' sentences?
Yeah, it depends what they're in for.
It's just the luck of the draw for whatever corporation owns that private prison, I guess. That's how the rules get enforced.
It's either Lockheed Martin or Raytheon. Or
God. Raytheon sounds like a Pokemon.
It probably is, honestly. God, they've got so many fucking Pokemon now. It's ridiculous.
They have so many prisons now. What are you talking about?
My gosh, that's a good point. What if all the Pokemon are inspired by prison owners?
What is happening?
You know? Is this untethered? Are we in?
No, not yet. Not yet. Oh, that's funny, though. I mean, okay, so do you think that they're going to have any fucking leg to stand on with this shit?
I don't know. I mean, places get weird about religious stuff, so maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know how quickly they can get this complaint put through. So. Yeah,
absolutely. Nah. Well, I hope whoever wants to see the eclipse gets to see it.
Yeah.
Because they're fun to look at.
They're cool.
Dude, last time, the last eclipse, the full one a few years ago, I just thought it was really interesting how all the animals reacted.
Oh, dude.
Have you ever seen that video from years back of all the chickens thinking that it's bedtime? Like they all go to roost.
No.
And then if you just search chickens eclipse, it'll come out. It's so funny because then they all the sun comes back out in a few minutes. And they're all like,
what the fuck?
You guys?
No. So we went to, we drove to Sweetwater, Tennessee in 2017 for the last one. And
I was working at Scripps. We just went outside and watched it. It was great from there.
Yeah,
sat
on my front porch.
So, but all the fucking birds, specifically the birds, man.
Yeah.
They all flew into the trees.
They all got
they were
super
like
quiet.
Trying. Yeah, it was
so
weird.
It's so eerie because it's so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Normal, when it gets dark is gradual. So it's not so suddenly quiet. Yeah. There's going to be a fucking apocalypse or something, you know?
It's
that's how you know the birds are fey, because they're like, oh, sun's down. It's time for our batteries to like go into standby mode, exactly. Because we don't have sun. Yeah, you know.
I don't know perfect. What you're talking about.
I see that sticker.
Got their asses.
Allie, did you...
I gave you the sticker.
I know. I'm okay, just saying.
Yeah. No, I'm proud.
Saying that, yes, it made it onto the laptop.
Welcome to the laptop sticker gang.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Nathan. Yeah, exactly what I was saying right there.
Yes.
Birds are solar powered.
Exactly. Nathan knows the brand. So. All right. Well, cool. Let's kick the rest of this to Untethered, if that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. So, damn it. I didn't write down an ISO. We don't have a show title. What the
Nathan fuck? Nathan says we should do Handful of Bees for the show title.
Handful of Bees.
Not Nathan. Matt, sorry.
Okay. Handful of Bees. I'm down with that.
Sorry. Wrong producer credited there. Sorry about that, guys.
Either that or Scarlett Johansson.
Also, this has to do like with us. I was looking for some reason for a show title the other day on our group chat, and there was no show title sent out on the chat. So yeah. I was like, "Did we pick a show title last week?
No.
Did we even record last week?"
Are we human or are we dancer?
Are we human? We are Devo. Anyway. So, yes, if we've just gone off the fucking rocker, that means that this is the end of episode 296 of the Tether Radio podcast. You've been hanging out with us for right around an hour and a half. If you're hanging out live, shout out to all you guys in the chat room. And if you want to stick around and join back once we start the Untethered, we will do a little bathroom break, and then we'll hop back on here live and get into the rest of this stuff we have to cover. If not, and you're listening to this when this comes out, then...
Sucks to suck.
Sorry. but I hope you enjoyed the eclipse that's happening later today.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's see. I think that's it. So, yeah, man. So this has been episode 296 of the Tether Radio podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
I'm Larry.
And we hope you guys enjoyed this stuff. If you want to check out any of the show notes or anything along those lines, check it out at tetherradio.substack.com. You can sign up for the newsletter to come to you, or you can go to that URL and check it out there. Be sure to check out the Untethered on Wednesday. And I guess until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Hold on.
What's up?
Hold on.
What's up?
Hold on. New merch out.
Check Ooh, it out. New merch. Holy yeah. shit. So check that out at tinyurl.com/tethermerch. Grab it for that weird cousin that you never know what to get him for their, the white elephant gift thing.
Yeah, you know, the one that's going to stick up a Burger King because they get a discount.
Exactly.
That guy.
Yeah, get it for that guy. Just because he'll be on the news and we'll get lots of, like, publicity. So,
hell yeah.
And honestly, for this podcast, any publicity is good publicity. So, anywho, thank you guys for hanging out. And, yeah, take it easy. Check out the Untethered on Wednesday. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Please clap.